Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. This past week was a shorter week overall for the market, as the holiday, of course, had no activity on Thursday. Most of our economic activity came on Wednesday, kicking off with the flash PMI index. Now, this comes out from S&P Global, and this is a flash report showing what the activity looks like during the month of November. And the data was pretty good as far as the fact that things are slowing down. So this is the time when bad news is good news for the market. And so we saw the report in November, a solid contraction in business activity across the U.S. private sector. And this data, again, comes from S&P Global. So there was lower output across both manufacturing and the service sector. And this was due to a downturn in demand, and the overall fall in activity was the fastest we've seen since May of 2020. Remember going into the pandemic. And this was due to the fact, as was cited, was from inflation, rising costs to borrow money, and just economic uncertainty as we start to enter into the 2023 timeframe. Also of note was the rate of contraction. This was the sharpest. So the sharpest drop that this index has seen since, get this, 2009. And so we're continuing to see these demand conditions worsen over the fourth quarter as new orders have just been falling in November. And again, this was because of the manufacturer stating the impact of inflation, interest rates have led to greater hesitancy and postponement by their customers in placing orders. And so that's why that report overall helped the market, again, bad news is good news in this time, do something positive, slight positive, but at least hold on to some of the gains we've seen. And so this shows the national activity for November. Next, we saw the University of Michigan five-year inflation expectation survey. And again, you remember we talk about this a lot, this University of Michigan five-year is being most important as it looks at the rate of inflation going out over the next 5 years, their expectation. Short-term, we don't pay too much attention to. It's more long-term here. And so that number, we want to see start to drop below 3%. Now, for November, the number came in at 3%, which is high, and that is the highest rating we've seen in about 5 months. So it's good news that it didn't go to 3.1%, which some were saying it was going to go to, but it's still at 3%, which overall is not great. And so, again, that was somewhat of a negative news we saw this past week. And then, of course, we had the Fed FOMC minutes that came out from their November meeting. This was widely anticipated. This came out Wednesday afternoon, and it wasn't anything that was a surprise. And again, because this was at the beginning of November, much had changed, as you know, through this month. And so these are sort of old news, and the market didn't really pay much attention to it. And again, the expectation, certainly what I'm thinking about, is that rates will start to come down when the Fed meets here in about a week and a half. And I expect the Fed to raise rates about a 0.5 basis points. And again, that's just my expectation, but that's what I'm looking for at this next meeting. And in my opinion, that would be a good thing. Because as you recall, you know, what is it that we need to see before we're out of all this? And that becomes, and still is, the big question. You know, what do we need to see occur before we can say, yep, the bottom is here, and now stocks will start to move up, and we get out of this? We're definitely not there right now. But I think the key that we have to say during this time, where we should all be thankful for all the great things that we get to experience here in the U.S., is what we do have and what we are seeing. And so you may remember back in May, I was talking about the three keys to a bottom. And so I think it's a good time now as we reflect on this past year as to what we have seen and where we are right now. And so since I've been monitoring these three keys, I can say that there is some legitimate progress across each of them. And while none of them have been fully satisfied at this point, over this past month of November, each of these keys have started to show that the bottoming effect, if you will, it's occurring. And to me, that's a positive and something that I should be grateful for, because while none of them are satisfied, it takes a start to show that we're going in the right direction. So let me further elaborate on that, if you don't mind. The first one, as you know, as I've been talking about, is the Chinese lockdown due to the COVID virus. And so how we're going to know that bottom, key to bottom number one, has been reached is when China COVID cases completely go away and China changes their pattern of behavior in response to an outbreak of COVID. Also, we'll need to see the Chinese PMI index, which is the price manufacturing index, start to go above 50% again. And we'll also need to see the yuan, their currency, move back towards the 6.50 to the dollar level, which again, we'll need to see in order to call that bottom. So just over the past weeks of November, we've seen the Chinese officials signal that there's going to be some substantive change to their policy, including one, more targeted lockdowns that don't paralyze entire cities; two, shorter quarantine times for international travelers; and three, importation of mRNA COVID vaccines. And so while I don't think there's going to be a clear declaration that China is going to abandon zero COVID policies, they're moving in the right direction. And I think this was showing on Friday when we saw the Apple City, they call it the Apple City. I can't really pronounce the name. This is a city in China where they produce about 70% of the world iPhone phones. And we had a labor outbreak due to all sorts of different claims. But you saw how the authorities dealt with it. It was swift. Sure, there were Apple executives who were going over there as well. But the government showed their willingness to deal with that issue pretty swiftly, pretty quickly. And again, that is good for the market overall, because it's showing that they're wanting to support an industry as opposed to some of the more draconian policies that you could argue have been around in response to COVID overall. So again, that's the first key. Again, something, a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will, that we're seeing. We're still not through the tunnel, definitely in the tunnel, but I'm seeing some light come upon us. The second key to a bottom is that inflation peaks and then declines, and we get to peak hawkishness from the Fed. Now, how we're going to know that is that the core price index, the core PCE price index, and the broader prices across the board start to decline in a meaningful way. And that's what I mean, in a meaningful way. And so when we look back at the October CPI that I've talked about earlier this month and the PPI, those reports show that inflation pressures have peaked and that disinflation, meaning the opposite, is starting to happen here in the U.S. And again, that's just part of the requirement, because I need to see the Fed in their oratory and their descriptions to the world start to become less hawkishness. Now, we're hearing some of them say that now publicly, and I expect here in December that we're going to see more of that. And certainly by them going to a 50 basis point increase, as opposed to what we've seen, that'll be a step in the right direction. So again, I don't think any of this is imminent. I don't want you to get any sort of false sense of security that the Santa rally is going to happen and everything's going to be great and we're all through it and over. Nope. My three keys are not showing that. But again, there's some very clear beginning signals here that you just can't ignore. And that shows that things overall are working and that, again, we're going in a good direction. Now, the key to the bottom, number three, this is geopolitical tensions and that we have to start to see those decline. And how I said we would know those in the past was that we would see oil and other commodities start to drop to the pre-war levels. Now, positively, as you've seen, as I'm sure you stopped at the pump, commodity prices, particularly price of gas, has come down. And again, nothing to get real excited about, but it has gone in the right direction. It has dropped. And you see across the board, the prices of commodities have started to decline as well. And this is a good signal overall that, again, we're starting to see some light at the end of that tunnel, and that's starting to look more positive. Now, the other aspect of that was about the, of course, the situation in Russia-Ukraine. That's part of this geopolitical tension. And just to, you know, again, recall the Polish rocket impact, basically, I don't want to say going away, but quietly going away and not becoming more of a big deal, again, because of the reasons for that. But that was a relatively, I'll say, positive from a geopolitical tension situation manifest itself in a way that was better. And I think the other thing that's happening right now, which you're hearing more about, is that the major parties involved, that they're expressing an openness to talk. And you may recall this hasn't been for some time, but now they're starting to you know, telegraph that, meaning that they want to talk, which is good. And so these ceasefire talks overall, at least having a conversation, even though nothing's really occurred yet, those are positive, and we should see that as a positive signal. And I would say something that shows me that things are moving in the right direction. Again, I'm not saying, again, we're out of this tunnel, because we're not, but these are all positive factors that have to occur in order for us to get there, which I believe we are. So what are we looking for moving forward here? Well, like I said, the S&P 500 closing above 4,000 is positive. The resistance level, something you may want to write down, is 4,023. We need to see the S&P on a regular trading day. Certainly this past week has not been regular, but as we go into the month of December here, if we see the S&P hold above 4,000 in a pretty good way and meaningfully go through 4,023, then that's going to be a good sign. 4110 would be the next resistance level that the market would have to go through and close above with some meaningful volume to mean anything in my mind. And in terms of a support level, what are we looking at on the downside, where if it breaches that with, again, volume and conviction, it could go down more. And so that support level currently on the S&P 500 is 3902. And the next support level below that would be 3807.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.